one of the findings is that we still have very few women in editorial and business leadership in East Africa. Many, you know, journalism schools across the region actually graduate a lot of women students at the end of their 4 year or at the diploma level. But that number doesn't translate to those that then transition into editorial and even in business leadership in media. And that's an important finding, because if you do not have enough women in editorial leadership who are decisions about what next, then you'd sort of see that that then translates into how different stories are covered. So when you have women in positions of editorial leadership, then you have people sitting at the decision-making table. It doesn't mean that, you know, men cannot articulate, you know, women's issues. They can.
You also looked at how women are covered and portrayed in the East Africa media. Tell us a little bit more about this. In which countries are women covered less or more?
This is an interesting finding, that in some of the countries such as Tanzania, you find there's quite some interesting coverage in terms of women being mentioned in headline stories. So you find, or in the top stories of the publication, or several times in the main stories in broadcast. And, you know, one could argue that, you know, because Tanzania has a female president, and most of the bylines of the news story featuring women are written by male journalists, apart from in Tanzania, where you have a good number, you know, close to 70% of the stories that feature women actually, you know, are written by female journalists. In Kenya, that number is about 31%, and in Uganda, it is at about 15%. So Uganda has a number of female journalists covering or feature, you know, stories that feature women, especially on television. Tanzania also seems to have lots more stories that feature women on hard news stories. I think oftentimes we imagine that women only pay attention to soft news. But, you know, in Tanzania, you know, you're talking about politics, you're talking about governance, you're talking about climate change. You'll find, you know, women are featured quite prominently. But Kenya has much lower, you know, numbers in that regard. It's also interesting that, you know, one of the things that we also found out is that in Kenya, TV tends to have more women covered in national events. That was about 7%. Tanzania has relatively more women covered in private organizations events, and comparably high numbers of women covered in women organizations. I think the other twist to it is that whereas Tanzania seems to feature women a lot more prominently in the headlines, there are still very few stories that seem to cover women in politics, in political events in general. But the fact that the country has a female president in the three countries that we studied, it doesn't necessarily translate to having a lot more stories on women in political events.
So before I let you go, Dr. Boka, what lessons do you think we as journalists can learn from this study?
I think lots of things, but I'll limit that to a couple of lessons, is that I think how we cover and frame women in various media translates into how, you know, women in society portray themselves or even how they consider themselves. So it's important that we have, you know, women covered, and that even when you're looking at data, for example, that data is disaggregated and you then look at it from a gender lens. And that can only be possible if you have both men and women sitting at the decision-making table in media organizations, but also in the editorial, because that's where content decisions are made. So what are we doing to ensure that women have the necessary qualifications? How are we supporting them to get the education that then prepares them to aspire to get into some of those leadership positions? It's a collective assignment for all of us, both within newsrooms, but also those of us who lead or head training institutions, that we ensure that, you know, higher or graduate studies, you know, also provide opportunities for women. And if they're limited by virtue of the fact that they cannot afford or they don't have the resources, then we really have to be intentional about finding ways in which we support them, whether it's through financial assistance or scholarships or whatever it is that we can do, so that as many women in the region can get the education and whatever else they need to be able to succeed.